Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Got a lot of ladies in studio today. First of all, I want to introduce Maria Kibler. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks.
Thanks for being here and coordinating all these ladies to come into studio. You have
My
some
pleasure.
Students with you.
Yep.
First and foremost, you are a member of the St. Joe Benton Harbor Rotary.
Exactly.
How long you been involved with that?
A long time. I think since maybe 2003.
Okay.
So however many years that is.
Well, this is funny just because I always interview so many random people throughout the day. I wrote down on my notes Rotary / college night. So that's all I had. So we're learning along. I'm learning along the way as everyone else is listening. You have students from Lake Michigan Catholic in-house, and I go, wait, you guys can't be involved with the Rotary, right? So you are actually involved with something that's called Interact at school?
Yes.
And as we said, it's kind of like the high school version of Rotary.
Exactly, yes.
How long has this been?
We actually started in 2012.
Okay.
We were chartered as a community club.
Yep.
Excuse me. Which means we had a variety of high schools in one club. But it became so popular that we ended up having to split it by schools.
Okay. And now you kind of serve as these young ladies, like mentor, right?
Their advisor, yes.
Advisor. Okay. Yes. And we have four of them in-house. Hi, girls.
Hi.
I'll have each of you come up to the microphone. Let's start here. Tell me your name and what grade you're in.
I'm Anna Lasada. I'm a senior.
Woohoo!
And I'm Addie Peters, and I'm also a senior.
There you go.
I'm Franny Valenziano, and I'm a senior.
Seniors.
I'm Leah Bricall, and I'm a freshman.
Welcome! So what made you guys get involved with Interact? Have you been involved the last, four years of high school?
Well, mainly it started because my older sister was involved, so that's kind of how I knew about it. And then I just got involved, and I've been really involved ever since I was a freshman.
Okay.
Yeah, the same with me, basically. Our sisters were in it together, and they kind of, like, started a lot of it, so we joined after they did.
Mm-hmm.
Interact is just super popular at LMC, and most of the school's in it, so I just joined and thought it was going to be fun and an interesting experience.
Well, you came back, right? So you must like it. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I joined in middle school last year, and since then, I've enjoyed the club so much, I decided to come back in high school. And
I bet you it looks really good on a resume, too, when you started applying for college.
Yes.
Yep. And
yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to add something on the Lasada side. Actually, Interact was started by Anna's father. He's
okay.
A Rotarian as well, and he ran into a group of Interact students in, I think it was out of Canada. And so it was his brainchild to start it in the area.
So what was the idea here? I guess what kind of things do you do throughout the year as part of the club?
So basically we do a lot of community service and fundraising within our community and also in other areas, especially Benton Harbor. And we do an annual mission trip to the Dominican Republic each year. And last year they built a house and did like water filter studies.
Okay. It's really cool, though, because, I mean, a lot of people want to volunteer. A lot of students want to help, and they just don't know how or where. So this gives them, I guess, and then you guys are there to, I guess, advise them through along the way, right?
Yep. Yeah, and if they have an interest in something, then I seek it out for them because they may not have the resources that I do because
yep.
I'm part of the Rotary Club.
Yep.
So we try to even things out between the international piece, but also local as well.
Okay. Now, do each of you have a specific task? I guess, how many are there altogether? So we have four here, but how many are getting a part of your LMC?
So altogether our club is around 20 members.
Okay.
And personally I am the president.
Okay.
I'm the secretary and the director of mentorship.
Okay.
I'm vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm co-director of fundraising.
Okay. So does everyone that's a part of the club kind of get, I guess, given a task or an assignment, or how does that work?
In certain events, we kind of do that too, but there is a board, so we have like president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, and then we have like committees that are specific to different things, which we have a lot of members in, so it gives kids a lot of good chances to become leaders.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about being a part of the club?
I think I'd have to say meeting people from other schools. I think it's like a really good opportunity to not only get community service and things like that, but also like meet people through it.
Exactly, because as we kind of stated in the beginning of the interview a little bit, there's many Interact clubs, right? Just so who else, what other schools do you work with regularly?
There's a Interact High School club at Lakeshore High School, St. Joseph High School, Bridgman High School, Lake Michigan Catholic, and then last year we started two middle school clubs, one at Upton and then the other also at Lake Michigan Catholic.
Okay. And we're here to talk about an event today, by the way. I just wanted to, you know, let you guys describe what it is that you do. For the event that we're talking about today, which is College Game Night, are you working with other Interact clubs to make this possible then? Or is it just you?
Yeah, we're actually working together with Lakeshore and St. Joe to form this big event, which goes towards the Dominican trip.
Exactly. So we're holding an event. The event is Sunday, March 18th, right?
Yeah.
And we're calling it College Game Night. Why? Who came up with the idea? What's the theme behind it?
It is an indoor tailgate event, and it's all centered around March Madness. So there will be basketball games and tailgate food, tailgate games. So yeah, that's why we named it College Game Night.
Well, this is fun because this is kind of like, it's happening at Watermark, right?
Yes.
And so being that it is at Watermark, you're going to have 21 and up kind of is where it's geared towards. But Watermark is very welcoming. Students can go there and hang out. They do have like the food trucks that are outside, the games, the fire pit area. Hopefully it's really nice weather in March. So really anyone can come, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So what do you guys have to do for this event? You have to set up the games. What else are you coordinating?
Well, I, as a freshman, took up the big opportunity to run this whole event.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the second time, I think, LMC, or fourth year we're doing it, but like the second time that LMC has taken upon themselves to coordinate this huge event. And so I'm practically like the leader of this whole fundraiser.
Did you reach out to Watermark?
No. Maria did.
Okay. Yeah. The guys at Watermark are great, so it's great that they're letting you use the space. So, Watermark, what time are we going to be there during the day? And this is happening March 18th for anyone who's tuning in. Go to Watermark on March 18th. What time?
It's going to be 1 to 5 p.m.
1 to 5. How much does it cost to get in?
It's $15 a ticket, and we will be selling tickets at the door.
Okay. So $15 a ticket, Watermark, and then can you go over, I guess, some of the things you'll have inside game-wise, like are we setting up teams, or is it just more of like, you know, social games that we can play?
Well, we're obviously going to have the different games on the TV, but then we'll also have things like cornhole and maybe some basketball games, and we might be setting up a cornhole tournament type thing with where then people can win some prizes.
So your $15 ticket includes all the games that are going to be inside Watermark. And now a little added bonus as well, you can just show up and drink beer that day, and that's going to also the proceeds will go back to you. What is it, like a dollar from each beer that they sell that day goes back to you guys as well?
Yes.
And then all the proceeds that you raise from this event will help how many people go to the Dominican the mission trip?
Well, actually, it's we're doing a challenge, kind of a challenge grant or a matching grant. So the proceeds are going to go towards a house. We're building a house there.
Got it.
Again, and then also participating in a water study on the water filters that we've installed in the past. We built a house last year, and it was pretty cool to know that with that hurricane that hit, we were able to house several families in that one building where most of those little tin homes went with the wind.
Yeah, that's great. So all the proceeds go to this, and then I guess I want to know, what are you guys going to be doing that day? You know, how does your task go for setup?
So I'm on like the food committee, kind of organizing all of that and getting the food there and making sure everything's there and everything's set up.
Is there food included in the ticket, or is that just extra if we want to eat while we're there?
No, food's included.
Oh, great. What kind of food?
Just like basic tailgate food, hot dogs, hamburgers.
That's another plug. Your $15 ticket also includes food that day, so you can go there for some lunch, okay? What about you guys? You're basically running the show, right?
Yeah. While I'm there, I'm going to be running the show, making everything is going to be okay, and nothing gets out of hand.
Okay. What about, are you, go ahead.
No.
Okay, what about, are you guys in need of anything? Like, if the public maybe wants to help you with a raffle, or is there anything that maybe anyone listening right now that wants to just...
Well, I mean, if they always wanted to, like, donate some different prizes, because we've found a lot, but, I mean, the more we have, the better it'll make the event.
So do you do door prizes as well?
Yes.
Okay, so your $15 ticket gets you probably entered in the door prize drawing. Is that how it works? So what kind of things are you looking forward to? Really just probably gift certificates to places, baskets, probably a lot of different things that you could give away for this one. Yeah.
Just a lot of little things like that.
Okay. Who can I get more information from, or where can I find more info if I want to learn more, share it.
Well, we have it on our website.
Perfect.
St. Joe Benton Harbor Rotary Club website.
Just type in St. Joe Rotary.
SJBHRotary.org.
There you go. Okay.
Yes. It's probably the best way to find some information about it. Or
Now, if we do want to donate a prize, we just get a hold of you.
Yes. We also have an email address.
It's swmiinteract@gmail.com. SWMIinteract@gmail.com.
There you go. Even easier, just go to the event that day. How about that? Okay.
Yes.
College game night. Again, this is the Interact Club Lake Michigan Catholic putting this on. It's Sunday, March 18th. It's happening at Watermark. If you've never been to Watermark, go. It's amazing. Really great environment that they have there. The beer is great. They have wine on tap now. So you have a good time. And then $1 from every beer that day will go back to you guys as well. But your $15 ticket not only gets you a lot of fun activities to partake in, but you can also get the food that day. Invite friends, and it's all going back to a great cause. So if you do by chance want to get, I guess, your $15 ticket in advance, you have them at Edgewater Bank, right?
Yep. Any of our local Edgewater Bank locations, which would be downtown St. Joe, over in the Royalton area, and Bridgman.
Fantastic. Well, as you, I know you're seniors and you're almost done, but freshmen over here, as you continue to plan things and you have more events that you're doing, come back and see me and tell me all about them, will you?
Mm-hmm.
And have a fun college game night, you guys.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.